we prepare to bring the message today, I want you to keep in prayer my late friend, William Sachs Epps, the late pastor of the Second Baptist Church here in Los Angeles. And I remember his wife and the families. My understanding was Dr. Epps passed last Sunday. And I was actually at Second Baptist at the 8 o'clock service last Sunday morning. They welcomed their new pastor in, who was ordained here at Trinity, Reverend James Keyes, Reverend Dr. James Keyes, the new pastor at Second Baptist. None of us knew that Dr. Epps would be leaving us that night. And so I asked your prayers for his wife and children and grandchildren. Let's keep them in our prayers. And I'm still personally feeling the loss. He was a close friend, a brother to me, and just a great spiritual soul, And one of the few people that I really just felt safe around. What I said to him, I didn't have to worry about it getting anywhere else. And then he always had wise counsel and a compassionate heart. And I hope that I will grow into that kind of man, wise counsel and compassionate heart in every situation. And that takes some walking with God to have that in every situation. So I'm glad to have had a friend like that. But for now, though, we have this assignment that we want to follow and following our Christ. And so if you have your program, turn to the back of that program, and we're going to share with you from the sacred scriptures printed on the back of your program there. Message entitled Abide in Jesus Christ. This is part one. And the scripture comes from John, the 15th chapter. Verses 4 and 5 and verse 8. Verses 4 and 5 and verse 8. And I'm reading it from the New King James Version. And it reads, Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in me. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. So I want to speak to you just for a little while today. Abide in Jesus Christ. This word abide, it means to stay in or stay connected to. Make sure that you are in Jesus Christ. So to abide means that you stay close, that you don't get far away from who Jesus Christ is. Stay close to Jesus Christ. Abide in him. The sheep are always safest when they're close to the shepherd. And Jesus Christ is our great shepherd. And so we want to follow his words and abide in him. So I want you to note that the first part of the outline, Jesus says, abide in me. To write that in, Jesus says to you and I, abide in me. And as he speaks it, he says, abide in me, and I will abide in you. If you will abide in Christ, then Christ will abide in you. If you stay close to Christ, then Christ will stay close to you. If you keep your hand in Christ's hand, then Christ will keep his hand in your hand. And so it's important for us to abide in Jesus Christ. And then I have under number one, I have Psalm 91, verse 1. It says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Almighty's shadow will be upon you. And just the presence of the Almighty, it wards away some of the evil that would try to attack us. Now, some evil spirits are just bold anyway, and they will attack you even with the shepherd there. But the shepherd, you remember what David told us? He said, the shepherd has a rod And that rod and the staff, it will protect us. He didn't say it wouldn't stop him from attacking, but he's going to protect us. That rod and that staff, you know, they comfort us, and they will protect us. They will keep us. And so our God says, if you will abide in me, Jesus Christ teaches us, you abide in me, then God will make sure that he abides in you. Now, the second part of this outline I want you to know is Jesus now teaches that a branch cannot bear fruit without abiding in Christ. Now, the whole purpose of you and I being a part of the family of God is that we might bear fruit. Now, I want you to note this because Jesus is teaching us, and he wants us to get this. Now, if you will abide in me, he says, you will be able to bear fruit. But if you do not abide in me, he tells us in verse number 4, you cannot bear fruit. And it's not the purpose of a believer to not be fruitful. All throughout the scriptures, it's speaking to us about being fruitful. And so we want to make sure that we stay close to the shepherd, close to our Christ, that we might bear fruit. You bear fruit first in your own life, and that is you knowing how to be at peace with God. And then you start being able to bear fruit in other people's lives. But if you're not bearing fruit in your own life, if I'm not at peace, then I'm not going to be able to share any peace with you. If I'm not in Christ, then I'm not going to be able to share with you what it means to be in Christ. If I'm not trying to walk in the light, then I'm not going to be able to share with you how to walk in the light. And so it's important for us, my brothers and sisters, that we abide in Jesus Christ. Because abiding in him, it will enable us to bear fruit. If you're not abiding in him, then Jesus says, it's right there in verse 4, you cannot bear fruit. So it's important for us, if we're going to try to be fruitful, if we're going to try to be obedient to what God is asking of us, we're going to have to, at the minimum, abide in him. Now, later on, he's going to tell us to take his yoke upon you and learn of him. But the first step in taking the yoke upon you is to actually abide in him. Get close to him. Stand nearby him. And just being in his presence, as Psalm 91 says, just being under his shadow. God then will make some things happen in your life that will be a guide and a protection for you. And so it's important for us to abide in Jesus Christ. And then after we start to abide in him, Jesus Christ will make us fruitful. Every person has some dreams. Every person has some desires. Every person has something that they want to accomplish in their life. And Jesus Christ said, I will help you be fruitful in that. It doesn't matter what that is. Some have some athletic goals. Some have some academic goals. Some have some musical goals. Whatever the goal is, God says, I will help you be fruitful in it if you will abide in me. Our Christ wants to bless your life. He wants your life to be fruitful. But he doesn't want you doing it your way. You have to decide to do it God's way. I like listening to Frank Sinatra, but he got it wrong when he said he did it his way. No, you got to do it. If you're going to have a life that will expand beyond right now, you have to do it God's way. You're looking at having eternal life, life that never ends. You have to do it God's way. And so Jesus said, abide in me, and I abide in you. And then he tells us, and this is the second part I want you to make sure you get, he tells us that, verse 5, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he says, now listen to this, bears much fruit. If you're going to be in Christ, if you will abide in Christ, then Christ will enable you to bear much fruit. If you want to be fruitful in your life, you have some goals. Even if your goal is just to wake up tomorrow, you know, that's a good goal. That's not guaranteed to any of us. I do hope for that goal. I hope to make it through the night and wake up tomorrow. But God said, well, if you're going to do that, then you need to abide in me. Because he's the one that has the keys to death and hell. He has the keys, my brothers and sisters, to life. And if we will abide in him, he says, now, if you will stay close to me, I will make you fruitful. You will bear much fruit. But it starts with you and I deciding we're going to abide in Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to note that if you will let Christ into your life, and you'll let him, you will abide with him and he will abide with you, then God has some promises that he will keep that will bless your life. And I want you to know that it starts with, this is the third part of your outline, next, believe Jesus, that in him you bear much fruit. Without him, you cannot bear any fruit at all. But in him, in Christ, being a part of who he is, and him being a part of who you are. Do you not know when you have Christ in you, he doesn't change your personality. He comes into that personality and he transforms it. He makes you better. He makes you the best version of you that ever could exist. He's not going to make you into somebody else. He's going to transform you into the best version of you that you could ever be. It's through Jesus Christ. It's through you allowing him to abide in you. Abide in him. And so Jesus tells us now, in him you will bear much fruit. He tells us also, but without him you can do nothing. You can do much in him and bear much fruit, or you can decide to do nothing. You might have $1 billion, and you might have a big title. You might be running the country, but if you don't abide in him, you can do nothing. Everything you do ends up being nothing. All your attainments end up being nothing. And it's true of each one of us. Whatever we may accomplish in our life, if we don't have Christ, we got nothing. It'll amount to nothing. You might have all the applause of all the world, and then you die and you go to hell, then you got nothing. And so Jesus says, you need to abide in me. And if you will abide in me, I will help you to bear much fruit. Now, I need to talk to you just for a moment about what this fruit is. The fourth part of your outline there, I have the fruit listed there, Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, and it says this: but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, fruitfulness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you will abide in Christ, he will then start working in your life that you will have these fruits of the Spirit. It starts with love, and you need to be able to love like God loves. In fact, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God starts with love because that becomes the fruit of the Spirit we need most. We need love. And Jesus Christ says, if you will abide in me, you will have love. But not only will you have love, he says you'll have joy, you'll have peace, you'll be able to long-suffer, and you'll have kindness and goodness and faithfulness. You have all of these attributes that come from the Holy Spirit. And God wants us to not only bear fruit, he said, but bear much fruit. I mean, this needs to be in abundance in our lives. A Christian person ought not always be somebody that brings discord, brings anger, Always mad. When the sunshine, they mad. When it's raining, they mad. Doesn't matter what it is, they still mad. That person is not abiding in Jesus Christ. Because to abide in Christ means you're going to have love, you're going to have joy, you're going to have peace. You're going to be glad to be alive. Abide in me. That's what our Christ says. And Paul says, and that's whether you are doing well and is abounding, or whether you are abased, whether you're down. Up or down, abide in Jesus Christ. When things are going well with you, abide in Jesus Christ. And when things are not well with you, abide in Jesus Christ. When you as happy as you could ever be, abide in Jesus Christ. And when you sad, abide in Jesus Christ. Our God says, abide in me. Now that becomes the lesson that he wants us to get, abide in him. But let me get to the last thing. I'll be finished for this morning. We got a concert to get back to. The last thing is, he says, verse 8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. I want you to get this now. This is going to be helpful for us. He says, by this my Father is glorified. And this that he's referring to is the bearing much fruit. So as you bear much fruit, Jesus says, this brings glory. The Father is glorified. Do you want to bring glory to God? Then you have to bear much fruit. And in bearing much fruit, you end up bringing glory to God. To bear much fruit is to bring glory to our God. And so when we talk about giving God glory, God says the way you give him glory is to bear much fruit. To bear much love, to bear much joy, to bear much peace, to bear much long-suffering, to bear much kindness, to bear much gentleness, to bear much self-control. Give God glory. And the ones that are able to give God glory are the ones that are willing to bear much fruit. And the only way we can bear much fruit is that we have God's Spirit living in us. If Jesus says, if you abide in me, and I abide in you, then you will be bringing glory to God. My prayer, my hope is that God, let the way I present you, let the way I live for you, let the way I want to honor you, let it give glory to God. When we give glory to God, God has declared, then that is in bringing much fruit. You bear fruit by giving glory to God. When you give glory to God, Jesus says, by this, my Father is glorified. You bear much fruit. And so you desire to give God glory in your life. You desire that you might honor him with what you have, and what you have mostly is yourself, and what you do with yourself. God said, that determines whether or not you're going to give God glory. If you would decide, I'm going to give myself to God, which is the greatest gift you can give him. If you decide to give yourself to God, then Jesus Christ says, if you will abide in me, then I will make you this guarantee. I promise you, you will bear much fruit. And when you bear much fruit, it gives glory to God. And so that is my hope and prayer for each one of us, that we will give glory to God. We have a song that says, give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, saints. Give glory to God. The way we give glory is to bear much fruit. Don't just be kind, be very kind. Don't just be nice, be very nice. Don't just be Christian, be very Christian. Bear much fruit. Our God wants you and I to bear fruit. It is the fruit of his Spirit. And when we give ourselves to him, he then gives himself to us. And he says, with him, we can bear much fruit. And that means, my brothers and sisters, with him, we can give God glory. You can't give God glory without the Spirit of God being in you. It takes God's Spirit to give God glory. And anybody that does not have God's Spirit, they cannot give God glory. But those of us that have his Spirit, those of us that are invited his Spirit to live in us, then we have the obligation and the opportunity to give God glory. By this, Jesus says, my Father is glorified. I want to give glory to my God. I want to give glory to God the Father. I want to give glory to God the Son. I want to give glory to God the Holy Spirit. Give glory to God. He's worthy. Our God is worthy of all the glory. I hope and pray you will give glory to God. I'm going to stop right there. Will you stand with me? Maybe somebody here today will make the decision you want to give glory to God. Man, woman, boy, or girl, we open the doors of the church. You're invited to come. Come right down front. I'm going to get your name. And I'm going to say, this man, this woman, this teenager, they want to give glory to God today. Will you come? Father's going to sing. You may come. Give glory to God. Us to do, and still there's room at the cross. Our Christ wants to live in you. His prayer, he asks, will you let him abide in you? You let him abide in you, he'll make your life better. He'll make you a better man, a better woman, a better teenager, a better child. He'll make you better. Abide in Christ. Now unto him is able to keep us from falling, the great shepherd of the sheep, the firstborn from the dead, the blood of the everlasting covenant, even our Savior Jesus our Christ, to him be dominion, majesty, grace, and power, now, henceforth, and forever. Let us all say amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great afternoon.